the great thing about being in Florida, of course, is that I don't have to explain any of the characters in my novels.
Florida crime mystery novelist Carl Hiaasen.
There's no explanation required. In the course of a book tour, I'll hear about, from various readers, incidents and characters who are far more disturbing than anything I've invented over the years. And all you do is, really, you just wait for the paper to land on your doorstep every morning to see, okay, what in this wonderful freak show where we live, what's happening next?
Hiaasen is on tour for his latest book, Nature Girl, set in what some have called Florida's last frontier, the 10,000 Islands region southwest of the Everglades.
The whole state is like this, but this part of Florida in particular has always been a magnet for outlaws and scoundrels and runaways and dreamers and opportunists. It's always been a magnet for characters, true characters from all over the country.
Researching locations for the book, a friend took Hiaasen to an island called Dismal Key.
It's, you know, one of those only in Florida sort of scenarios. You get out there, and this island was occupied for many hundreds of years by the Calusa Indians, predating the Seminoles by a long, long time. And they were great engineers and great fishermen, and using oyster shells, they create these huge middens or mounds protected from the hurricanes, because there's some of them 10, 12, 15 feet high. So you've got this great sort of archaeological site, and then right in the middle of it, there is the largest pile of bush beer cans I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's like a different kind of archaeological discovery.
Reminding the audience that the 10,000 Islands have historically played host to a number of lawless characters, the author cites the Watson novels of Peter Matheson and the Everglades drug busts of the early 1980s.
When I was working on investigations for the Miami Herald, I got a call from the DEA, and they said, if you're interested, if we're going to be arresting the whole town of Everglades City tomorrow, would you like to come over? And I said, well, sure, we'll come over for that. And they said, well, you have to get onto the island pretty early, because we're sealing off Everglades and Chokoloskee, and we're just going to go house to house. Very similar thing happened in Steinhatchee. It's not unique to South Florida, but it's interesting when you're traveling around the country and you try to explain to people that dope smuggling doesn't really have that much of a stigma attached to it in Florida. I mean, I lived in the Keys for many, many years, and you run into people and they have that 3 to 5 year gap in their resume.
But whether it's fishermen smuggling marijuana or bizarre new forms of murder and mayhem, Florida seems to be unique, or so our crime mystery writers tell us.
It's hard to imagine a freakier state than Florida. Although probably California gives us a good run.
Morris O'Sullivan heads the English department at Rollins College.
And it seems to be a matter of the fringe states. Florida and California wind up as the places that everybody migrates towards, that great American tradition of seeking the frontier, of moving on, of pushing the envelope. Eventually, when you get to the Keys, you can't go any further. So all of the people who fit in nowhere else wind up at the fringe.
And he says Hiaasen has been the catalyst for the most recent wave of crime novels about Florida.
There was an early wave that started in 1939 with the Mike Shane series, and then in 1963, John D. McDonald's Travis McGee series. Each of those inspired lots of writers. Carl Hiaasen created an entirely new way of looking at Florida, and that has spawned admirers, imitators. It's also functioned as an opportunity for people to try something. And we now have easily the most exciting group of mystery writers in the United States. And we have probably the location that most Americans think is the perfect site for crime and evil in the United States. And Carl is largely responsible for people seeing that.
Perhaps by focusing on the humor and irony that crop up in our daily news, novelists like Carl Hiaasen give Floridians an opportunity to laugh at ourselves.
Who do I read for fun? For fun, I honestly read crime news in the Miami Herald. That's the truth. There's really nothing funnier than that.
I'm Bill Dudley. With funding from the Florida Department of State Division of Cultural Affairs, this report was produced by the Florida Humanities Council. Visit us on the web at flahum.org.